good morning, you. Welcome to Tuesday, March 29th. Sunshine in here, 34 degrees. But the wind. We're going to be hearing that here for about the next week or so. But looking into next week, things looking good. Highs in the 50s, so we'll see how that all pans out. Well, our Tuesday talk round begins right now. We always do this. Talking real estate with Sherry Bell from Action Realtors. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Great.
Now, we were talking before we went on. It's picking up.
It really is.
And you had a really nice home up for sale and some great open houses. People came in and snapped it up. What did you say, like the second day?
Yeah, you know, the market is still very strong. We've got buyers looking for properties and, you know, we're just kind of waiting for those houses to appear and so we can get them under contract.
So do you think, looking at it and knowing what you know, heading into the spring and summer months, do you think some more houses and more homes will come on the market?
You know, I'm really hoping that they do because we really need them. You know, lately I've been hearing that individuals are wanting to possibly list their home and then build. So that's kind of a longer process, of course, with the build. But we'll see what happens. But we're optimistic.
Let's talk about showings and open houses for a minute. Mm-hmm. Are there some, I mean, I'm sure it's based on the home, mm-hmm. that you really get excited about? It's like, I can't wait to open the doors and show this off.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is exciting. And then, you know, a lot of times in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, oh, I have a client that, you know, this fits their needs. So mm-hmm. then I get excited to get them into the property and just start the whole process.
Hey, Sherry, I got a question for you. Is it, and this is a big question, is it easier to sell the newer homes or the older homes? Or does that, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of variables there, but generally, is it easier with newer homes?
You know, not necessarily, because it's really a personal preference. You know, a lot of people really like the older homes with the character, you know, the original hardwood floors, the established neighborhoods. You know, it just really depends. And then you have the next person that says, you know what, I don't want a home that's older than 10 years old or 5 years, whatever the meaning may be. But it's a personal preference.
So if people come into some of the older homes, we'll say, mm-hmm. and it needs some work done, mm-hmm. do you ever get the people that come in and go, I can do this. This is going to be a great fixer up here. I know it needs work, but I can handle it.
Absolutely. You know, and when we're looking at that property, you know, I'll point those things out. You know, I said, just think of the things that you can do. Even a fresh coat of paint, how it, you know, dresses up a property. Some of the cosmetic work that's actually pretty easy to do can really add value to the property, especially in this market when you have a lot of buyers. It's a great opportunity to put some sweat equity into a home and turn around and make a profit.
Sweat equity, I love that.
Exactly.
I know Steve's talked about that too, and we've spoken about it. Cosmetics, so important in you know, if you're trying to sell your home.
It is, yep.
And a lot of people, I think, kind of overlook that too, that, like you said, sometimes just a coat of paint will do the trick.
Exactly. But, you know, on the reverse of that, it surprises me when I take someone through a home and they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, just think what a coat of paint will do. But then we've got a paint, they say. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'll buy you the gallon of paint.
Right, right. And sometimes that's all it takes,
exactly.
Totally transform the place.
Exactly.
And so if people want to know more about the market, they're kind of undecided. They're kind of on the fence, buying or selling. Yep. They can contact you and the staff down at Action Realty.
Absolutely. You can call us. Our office number is 642-4700. You can find us on our website at actionrealtorsltd.com. If you have any questions about the market, just kind of want to know what things are happening in the market, give us a call. You know, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Are you still looking for realtors or people looking to get into the business?
Absolutely, all the time.
All right. They can just contact you at Action Realty.
That's right.
Sherry, always great to have you in here. Great day brightener on a Tuesday.
Well, thank you.
You have a great rest of the week. And folks, we'll have this up in podcast form later on this afternoon, talking all things real estate with usually Steve and Sherry. But today with Sherry here from Action Realty. We do this every Tuesday right about 9:10, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.